Cold Nights and Warm Hugs. Written by Crowry's Wormstache. Recorded by Super Sarah. Katara wakes up with a shudder. She and the rest of the gang went camping, and only too late did she realize she took the summer sleeping bag with her that provides little warmth. She didn't say anything to the rest of the group because she felt dumb, and also because she was almost certain Aang would insist on going back for the warmer one, and she hated to cause people extra work. She notices the fire went out and curses under her breath. Both Zuko and Aang are fast asleep, and she doesn't want to wake them up. Katara curls up in her sleeping bag and closes her eyes, trying to sleep, but the cold is too much. Soon, her teeth start chattering. Coming to the conclusion she needs to warm up, which can hardly be done lying still, the waterbender quietly slips out of her sleeping bag and tiptoes away. She figured a walk might help get her blood flowing. She sets off on a narrow path away from the camp. The moon is full and very bright, and Katara is thankful for that. She feels the strength the moonlight gives her, and while it doesn't warm her up, it at least makes her feel better. Also, it's nice to see where she's going. She could hardly find her way back in the darkness. The path eventually widens, and she comes out of the forest. Her jaw drops. She finds herself on a high cliff, and she can see for miles. Katara was always fond of elevated places like this, looking over the world below. That's why she enjoys flying on Appa so much. Slowly, she walks closer to the edge and gazes into the distance. The moonlight illuminates the far-reaching forest below, the sea glistening on the horizon. She can feel it calling out to her, like any body of water always seems to do on a full moon. Stronger bending means a stronger connection to one's element. Katara looks up and smiles at the moon.
"You're beautiful, Yue. I hope you're happy up there."
Suddenly, she hears the leaves rustle in the forest behind her. Feeling the strength of the full moon, she pulls water out of the grass around her and prepares a whip. The grass blades are limp, brown, and lifeless now.
"Who's there?"
"It's just me."
Zuko steps out of the forest, hands held up.
"Oh, I'm sorry."
Katara drops the whip.
Did I wake you?"
He shrugs.
"I'm a light sleeper. It's fine."
He walks over to her, taking in the scenery.
"Katara, it's beautiful up here. You found a great spot."
"Thanks, I like it too. We should show the others in the morning."
Zuko nods.
"Oh, absolutely. But why are you up anyway?"
The girl is suddenly aware of how cold she is again. She wraps her arms around herself.
I took the wrong sleeping bag."
Zuko chuckles.
"Hey!"
I'm sorry. It's just, you're normally the most attentive person I know. Well, unless, of course, Toph's vibration sensing counts."
She just rolls her eyes at him.
"To err is to be human, Your Majesty."
They both laugh. Zuko hesitates for a moment. Katara can tell he's about to say something and looks at him expectantly.
I could warm you up, actually."
"What, like light the fire again? Yeah, I meant to ask you that, since you're awake anyway."
"No, not like that, though I could do that too."
He gives her a sheepish look.
"Actually, forget it, it's dumb."
Katara raises an eyebrow.
"Well, now you have to tell me."
Zuko gives a resigned sigh.
"Fine. I thought we could share a mat."
The girl's eyes widen, and then she has to laugh.
"Zuko, are you flirting with me?"
The red in the firebender's face matches his robes.
"No, I wasn't. It's just, firebenders naturally have a higher body temperature. We're just warmer."
He shrugs uncomfortably, not meeting her gaze. She laughs again.
"The Fire Lord himself is offering me to be my own personal heating pad. Who would have thought?
Noticing the growing discomfort in Zuko's face, she stops laughing.
I'm kidding, Zuko. Thank you. It sounds nice.
She has to admit she likes the idea of not sleeping alone, but decides not to share the thought out loud. Zuko smiles. They make their way back to the camp, quietly chatting about this and that. When they get back to the clearing where they set up camp, Katara realizes Zuko doesn't have a sleeping bag in the first place. Just a light blanket. She walks over to her mat and sits down, watching as Zuko creates a small but warm fire in the fire pit. He grabs his blanket and walks over to her, smiling awkwardly. Katara lies down and invites him to do the same. He lies down beside her on his back, and Katara snuggles into him, head resting on his chest.
He really is warm, she thinks. This is nice.
He wraps an arm around her hesitantly, still feeling a little awkward, but appreciating the sensation. He can smell the mild scent of rain and fresh flowers that Katara somehow always seems to have, feels her chest rising and falling against his side. It's comforting somehow. He could get used to this. They sleep soundly until morning.